This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former presidents, members of Congress, and civil rights leaders have paid their last respects to longtime U.S. Representative John Lewis at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Former U.S. President Barack Obama said that Lewis was a giant among men.
What a gift John Lewis was. We are all so lucky to have had him walk with us for a while and show us the way.
Lewis, an Alabama sharecropper's son who strove for equality for blacks in an America grappling with racial bigotry and segregation, was a fiercely determined champion of nonviolent protest and was inspired by the late Martin Luther King Jr. His death from pancreatic cancer comes as America reckons with its history of racial discrimination following the May 25th death of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. President Donald Trump is again claiming mail-in voting will lead to voter fraud in the November election, and he's going a step further. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
For the first time, the president's floating a delay in the election that'll decide whether he gets another term. He tweets, universal mail-in voting will lead to the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history, and then asks, delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote? His claims are unsubstantiated. Even in states with all voting done by mail, there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud. Federal election dates are set by Congress, not the president. The Constitution makes no provisions for delaying the 2021 inauguration. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Thursday spikes in the number of new COVID-19 cases in some countries were driven partly by young people letting down their guard. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros warned that the world needed to learn to live with COVID-19.
We have said it before, and we will say it again. Young people are not invincible. Young people can be infected. Young people can die.
The United States leads overall infections of coronavirus, followed by Brazil and India. Spikes in novel coronavirus infections in Asia have dispelled any notion the region may be over the worst, with Australia and India reporting record daily infections Thursday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
In Australia, Thursday was the deadliest day of the pandemic yet. The country recorded 13 deaths and a record high of more than 700 new cases, mostly in its second most populous state, Victoria. Authorities there have now ordered all residents in the state to wear masks. Vietnam, which was virus-free for months, this week reported a sudden outbreak that had spread to six cities and provinces in just 6 days. Thousands had flocked to the coastal city of Da Nang to take advantage of cut-rate travel deals. Now the government has suspended all flights there after the virus resurfaced. Even isolated North Korea is on alert. Weeks ago, a defector suspected of having the virus illegally crossed the highly fortified border back over from South Korea. It's prompted strict quarantine and screening measures at the border. But so far, North Korea says it has no domestic cases.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. The U.S. economy shrank at a record-breaking 33% rate last quarter as the coronavirus shuttered businesses and triggered layoffs. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Economists were expecting an ugly number for Q2, and that's what they got.
That's by far the biggest contraction in the economy over one quarter that we've seen since the Great Depression.
PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché, who says the third quarter GDP will be much better.
The good news is that the number will be better in the third quarter, and we will see the economy return to growth. But the level of economic activity is going to continue to be much lower than it was at the end of 2019.
The bottom line?
As long as we have very high levels of cases, then I think it's going to be very difficult to see a strong economic recovery.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd